Welcome back, everyone, to The Xamarin Show. I'm your host, James Montemano. I'm crazy excited to have Oleg here in person, finally. Welcome, Oleg.
Hello, James. How are you doing?
I'm great. It's a bright, sunshiny day here in Seattle. You know
that's
it.
Right. That's right. I really like being here in Seattle, and you know, I'm super excited to be here on The Xamarin Show again and talk about iOS provisioning in Visual Studio for Mac. Like, you know, I'm a big fan of provisioning, and I really love to work in Visual Studio for Mac. And today I have a bunch of amazing stuff I want to talk about.
Yeah, so last time we had you on, you were in Boston. We were talking about some of the kind of old process of like what a provisioning profile is. What is, you know, registering my machine mean? What is an app ID? How do these things work?
Yes.
And I'll link to that episode because I've been told that it was the best explanation that anyone has ever given. Donovan Brown actually said that. He said, Oleg, explain provisioning profiles in a way that anyone can understand.
Yeah, I'm touched. I'm very pleased to hear it, James. Yeah. So,
and that old method was, well, there was two old methods. There was a completely manual process, correct?
Yes. Which, well, it was kind of semi-automatic,
okay.
So you had to press buttons to make things work. And today, I'm going to talk about completely different workflow we introduced in Visual Studio for Mac. But before I'll switch to the actual demo, I just want to talk a little bit about iOS provisioning system again, just to make it clear why it's so important to have provisioning and why do we use it. So,
yeah, it's everyone's favorite feature of iOS development.
Yeah, exactly. So basically, iOS provisioning in a nutshell is a sign-in system, proprietary Apple's mechanism to control development and distribution of iOS apps. And, you know, it's a pretty complex system, and if you will break it down into pieces, you'll know that it consists of a lot of elements, like there are certificates, provisioning profiles, app IDs, iCloud containers, and so on and so forth. And, you know, it's not necessarily clear how all these elements are related to each other. And of course, if you read the documentation carefully, if you follow all instructions, I promise you will end up in the right place, doing the right thing, and you'll deploy the application to your device or publish it to the App Store without having any problems at all.
Yeah. The problem I always run into is that I'll get everything set up. I've read through all the Xamarin documentation, which is pretty fantastic. But then I'll either, you know, a year passes, and everything expires.
Oh yeah.
Or I get a new machine every few years and I gotta go figure out everything. Or I'm going on just someone else's machine working on my source code or setting up continuous integration.
Yes.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah. Yeah, so here's the thing. Like me myself, I'm a lazy person. I like to read documentation. And every time I have problems with provisioning, I have to go through this way of trials and failures.
Yeah.
And sometimes it takes like a couple of days. And I constantly read all these horrible stories on Stack Overflow and Xamarin forums about how people spend like just a lot of time trying to fix this little iOS provisioning problem they have. And I gotta say that typically in each team, there is so-called iOS sign-in guru, like a sign-in wizard, I call them. So this is the person who knows how to do provisioning right. And they spend like a big chunk of their work time just helping their colleagues.
Yeah.
And I've been there myself back in Xamarin days. Like a lot of people from all over the team were reaching out to me and saying like, hey, Oleg, I have this new wonderful device and apparently I can't deploy my application.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, that was the worst. You're going by every year or two, you're getting a new device. Or you need to test on a specific device because I want to test it on iPhone or now an iPad or I'm just like deploying on something else and I'll do the whole thing again.
Yeah, yep. That's right. Oh, like, hey, I want to use SiriKit in my app. Like, I enabled this checkbox in Entitlements List Editor and apparently everything is broken now. So what should I do? And, you know, I of course, was always happy to help, but in the back of my mind, I had this notion that, you know, provisioning, even if it's so complex, it shouldn't be that difficult for developers. That
yeah.
This complexity
yeah.
shouldn't be exposed to developers. And in previous session, we covered a bunch of really cool controls we had in iOS Bundle Sign-In Panel and Project mm-hmm. Options. And after a while of using this feature, I realized that I pressed these buttons and elements in the same order every time. And I caught myself thinking about, hey, what if this thing would be automated?
Yeah. So before it was, go click 10 or 20 different buttons, then you made it click 4 buttons, and that wasn't good enough for you. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I was like, I don't want to click buttons at all. Like, I want this whole provisioning thing to be done for me automatically by the IDE. I want it to be invisible.
I like that, yeah. Sounds like an ideal scenario. And then you don't have to worry about it. You can go read the documentation if you want to know what happens, but it just happens. That's the goal, right?
Yeah, so without any further ado, I think we should jump into demo, and I'll show you how it works. So
What
I have here is completely blank Apple account.
So everyone's favorite developer portal.
Yeah,
certificates, identifiers, and profiles. And this is where many of you may have spent hours.
Yes, so I have 0 certificates. I have 0 app identifiers. No provisioning profiles. My keychain has some certificates, but none of them from Apple Developer Portal. And even more, I don't have any provisioning profiles installed whatsoever. So my provisioning profiles folder is empty. And let's say I'm completely new Xamarin developer, and I want to create my first application and deploy it on my wonderful device.
You're so excited. You're like, I just installed Visual Studio for Mac. I'm ready.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's right. So what I do is I go to Visual Studio for Mac, press New Project, Single View iOS Application. All right. I'll call it My Awesome Demo Yo. So, and I'll press Next. And once my project is created, what I can do now, I can go to info.plist. And here, I have a sign-in section.
Now maybe, what is the, how would you describe the info plist? Because it's super important for someone brand new.
Yeah, well, info.plist is a very important file for iOS application. Basically, it has all the most essential information, such as application name, bundle identifier version, and also for visibility, we embedded the sign-in control right in the info.plist editor. So even though settings made by this control is not reflected in the info.plist file, just for visibility purpose, we place it here.
Yeah. Very cool.
So here I have a team dropdown with a list of accounts I'm added to. And this is my empty account. It's Oleg Demchenko. So if I'll select team, automatically managed sign-in checkbox is getting enabled.
This is a new feature
that's
inside of Visual Studio for Mac, and you're running version
7.3.
Three.
So it's now in preview, guys.
Yep.
So you can download it in the preview channel.
Cool.
So once I'll press this magic checkbox and agree to use automatic provisioning, Visual Studio will spin some wheels for me, and in a matter of like 5 seconds, what happened? I have a certificate in my keychain, and I have a provisioning profile downloaded to my machine. And let's check what's going on in the Apple Developer Portal. So instead of the empty list, I have a certificate here now and provisioning profiles.
Boom.
Here we go. My awesome demo, yo, development provisioning profile. So, all right. So it seems like I'm kind of good, so what can I do next? Basically, what I want to do is to deploy my new application to my iPhone.
Got it.
And before, I'd have to go to Apple Developer Portal, register my device, find a UDID of my device, and do all this nonsense.
This is because the device has to be registered inside of the profile.
Yes,
which is associated with the certificate.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right. But you don't have to know this anymore, okay?
Got it.
So everything you need to know is how to plug in device to your machine, right? So once I connected the cord to my phone, Visual Studio runs automatic provisioning again, and guess what? I can run my application on device.
So there's your phone.
If I also select that as a deployment target and press play button, once the application is built, I'll see it here, and I'll show it to you, okay? So this is kind of a very important thing. Like, you need to agree with all the terms of condition. All right, magic moment. Debugger is almost ready to connect. There we go. Boom. So in the application output, you can see all these logs.
Let's show this beautiful screen. Let's hold it up right here.
So that's the Blank application. We're running it on the iOS device, and it's automatically provisioned. Yeah,
nice.
That's absolutely incredible.
Very cool.
Yeah, so let's go a little bit further. Let's say I'm a big fan of tvOS.
Okay.
I love Apple TV, watch TV shows all the time using this device, and this particular device is kindly provided to us by QA team of Xamarin.
Thank you, QA team.
Yeah, thank you, Manish. And okay, let's add tvOS project to this solution right now.
Yeah, because ideally, if you're creating a watchOS, a tvOS application, any iMessage application, you'd have to do all this again.
Yeah.
What you're saying, right? Yeah.
Yeah, so, okay, how we call
awesome
it?
TV
awesome TV app. Awesome TV app, yo. And let's press next button. Okay, what we have here is yet another project. It's called Awesome TV App, yo, and let's set up this project as a startup project.
Got
go
it.
To info, please. Also, select the team we want to use for provisioning.
Yep.
Agree to use automatic sign-in. Boom. Visual Studio spent like 5 seconds provisioning this device. And let's take a look at the Apple Developer Portal. So instead of just single provisioning profile, we have two profiles in the list.
Cool.
And one of them is tvOS development provisioning profile.
Nice. Because those are actually two different certificates based on the type of device. So if you did then watchOS, I guess you maybe have another one, or maybe even a Mac or whatever, right? There's all different certs for all the different things.
Yeah, that's crazy. Right. That's right. So, okay, what we have now here is a tvOS device.
Plug it in again,
just the same way as we did with iOS device, all we need to do is to plug this guy in.
It's already doing it. Look at that.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It's getting automatically provisioned, and I think we need to wake this device up. So, okay. So there we have it. Let's maybe downgrade the version. Okay. So now we have this tvOS device in the drop-down menu here, and let's press play button, and fingers crossed.
It'll deploy, and we don't have it hooked up, so we can't see it, but we'll just assume that it worked when it deployed.
Let it know. Well, we actually will see something in the application output.
Oh,
so
nice.
So that's the thing.
Deploying,
so we're deploying, installing.
Oh,
okay, I believe in you, automatic provisioning system. Come on, let's do it. So we're waiting for the debugger to connect, and there we go. We have like a thread started and application launched. So this build log, even if tvOS device is not connected to any of these TVs, we actually can see that application is running in the application output pad. Okay, so just to make sure that it's not just smoke and mirrors, do you have any iOS device with you, James?
Well, luckily, I happen to have an iOS device in my back pocket. That's because where I actually keep all my iOS devices right in my back pocket. So let me go ahead and unlock this for you. With my finger, and then there you go.
Okay, so again,
this is how you do normal development. You just hand over to your best friend any iOS device, and then you're good.
James is my good friend, and I just want to show him the amazing application I just created. So I plugged in device. It's getting automatically provisioned. I select this device in the drop-down list here as a deployment target. Press play button, and there we go. Visual Studio is spinning wheels, building the application, and
deploying.
Deploying to device, installing application. That's just a very important moment for me.
There it is. Very cool.
Yes.
Yeah. And before, what would happen is if you didn't go and get that UUID identifier, go and register it, it would just say no. It was just like, no, you can't even do it. Not allowed.
Yeah. So let me show a couple of other cool features we added in the new release of Visual Studio for Mac. So in our team, we have a UX designer, and you know, she really loves Siri, and I want to impress her because, you know, I want to embed some of the cool Siri features in my app.
Sure.
And in order to do that, I need to enable this Siri capability here.
Now, what is this file? Entitlements plist. We had info plist and entitlements plist.
Oh,
just
yeah.
in case if people are brand new, right? I'm like, I want to add Siri. What do I got to do?
Yeah, so in entitlements plist, you can allow your application to access certain operating system resources and frameworks.
So I see push notifications, wallet, Siri, Apple Pay. Exactly. So this is kind of like beyond the box, like kind of reaching outside of your application.
Yeah. So Apple should issue a provisioning profile with this entitlement enabled.
Got it.
Just to make sure that your application can access Siri.
Got it.
So before, what you had to do is you would go to provision to this Apple developer portal, go to app identifiers, select your app identifier, and enable Siri in this list.
Yeah.
Okay. So now you can do it right from the Visual Studio. And all I will do, I'll just press the checkbox, and there we go. Apple Siri, oh no, Siri should be enabled now, and let's just make sure that it was really enabled on Apple Developer Portal.
Oh,
so
cool.
Here we have it, Siri Kit enabled for both development and distribution. That's amazing.
Now that app ID, did it have to do a new provisioning profile with this new app ID, or is it okay, basically, off of that? What just happened?
Yeah, well, we had to regenerate provisioning profile because app ID was updated.
Got it.
So first we update app ID, then we regenerate new provisioning profile, then we download this provisioning profile to user machine. So this is how it works.
Now what happens, I see com.companies, so this one just has the default, but what if you want to change not just that, what if I want to change the app ID? Like, you know, for me, I sometimes forget to actually enter my company's name, you know, in there, and then I'd have to go through this all again, correct?
Okay. Yeah. Well, you don't have to do it anymore. I have good news for you, James. So here in the info.plist, back to info.plist of the iOS application, you can change bundle identifier and just press enter button, and it will be automatically updated for you. So awesome demo, James. Enter. Automatic sign-in, the spinning wheels again.
Done.
And what we'll have here is new app ID created for your application.
Well, cool.
Awesome.
With all of my entitlements.
Yes, with SiriKit enabled.
Very nice.
That's great.
Very nice.
Yeah, so a very important thing, like we draw a very clear line between automatic provisioning and manual.
Okay.
iOS sign-in.
Before
settings,
there was the semi-automatic, right?
Yeah.
So one or the other, basically.
Yeah, basically now you have to use one of them, like either manual or fully automatic.
You're in or you're out.
Yes.
Yep.
So if you use automatic sign-in, iOS bundle sign-in in project settings will be disabled.
Okay.
So to enable them again, if you're a sign-in wizard, you can turn off automatic sign-in, go to iOS bundle sign-in again, and here we go. Like, we have two drop-downs, just like we had them for years and years and years before all these cool Fastlane features. Yeah. And basically, it's very easy now to provision applications,
yeah,
and I'm super excited about it.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, so being able to not only just do file new, but take any existing application. It doesn't have to be a new application. This could be an application from 5 years ago, right?
Yes.
Enable automatic signing, get everything done for me.
That's right.
Change info plist, change entitlements, TVOS, anything that you need, basically,
yeah,
is what you're saying.
Just now go and provision everything you'll see. Like all devices that gets in your way, just provision it, run your application on it, and just be awesome and use Xamarin for mobile apps development.
There you go. It's how signing should be, let's be honest. Cool. Anything else you want to show off or anything?
No, I think I'm done.
That's it. Awesome. Well, Oleg, thank you so much for coming in person all the way out here to beautiful Seattle to show off our brand new awesome automatic signing. I love it. I can't wait to get my hands on it. I love it. Well, until next time, I'm James Montemagno. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. I think it's over there. Maybe it's over there. Who knows where it's at? You'll get the latest updates right in your inbox. And until next time, this has been the Xamarin Show. I'm James, and thanks for watching.
Bye.